from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Damian Lillard has been a beast in first half of games. He was a beast again in game two in the first half. In the second half, he got 8 points. In the second half of game one, he got 0 points. And now this has become the new narrative about why Damian Lillard isn't working in Milwaukee, because he only gives him a half. That's all he gives him. And then he disappears in second half of games. How much of this are you worried about, concerned about, going forward in the playoffs, about Lillard not being that same guy in the second half so far of two games as he has been in the first half of two games?
I mean, it's nothing to worry about long term. You know, it's expected that he's going to not put up the same numbers in the second half as he does in the first half. When he goes nuclear in the first half and he's the number one option, you're going to throw more attention at him. You're going to adjust your defense to stop him more. And he's expecting that. So he's going to be looking to get others involved. Like, that's part of the game. And that's part of, you know, but when Giannis is back, whenever that is, if Giannis is back, that will completely change this, because you can't all of a sudden play a whole half where you're, I mean, if you do, good luck, because Giannis is going to feast, but you can't play a whole half where you're really focused, blanketing Dame, pressuring up on Dame, because you have another insane scorer in Giannis. But when Dame's the only one out there between him and Giannis, yeah, this can happen. You know, this, and when you put up 35 and 26 points in the first half, teams are going to say, okay, just take him away, make anyone else beat you. And that's basically what they've done. And now the first game, second half, I don't care. They were up 20 points. That game was not a game where Dame needed to get going, or they really needed his offense, and he needed to be aggressive. I had no problem with him scoring 0 points in that second half. If that game got super close, or they lost the game and he scored 0 points in the second half, yes, I'd be a little bit more like, okay, how did he, you know, that can't happen. That was a very understandable time for that to happen. And then in game two, I think it's still a little bit overblown, because in the third quarter, he had 8 points on 3 of 6 shooting, which is not bad. That's on pace for 32 points over a full game. An 8-point quarter is normal. 3 of 6 is normal. Good shooting. In the fourth quarter, he came in, played 6 minutes, and didn't score because, I mean, by that time, he came in, they were blanketing him. It's the fourth quarter. Pacers were up, and it was one of those make other guys beat you type of things. So I'm like, he had basically a bad fourth quarter in game two. It wasn't like he sucked for an entire half. And so I think it's a lot overblown when you look at how the first game, second half, didn't really matter at all, that he didn't shoot much. And he was fine in the third quarter of game two. So to me, it's not that big of a deal. To me, he is literally the last person I'm putting blame on for these two games.
Like, yes, I'm with
you in the game, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm completely with you. Now, this next person I'm going to bring up, I'm done with.
And wait, and really quick, can I just point out too, you also, there, fatigue is a thing. You know, I don't care who you are. Fatigue is a thing. And if you're carrying a team and you're getting hounded from full court every single possession, and you're bringing the ball up every single possession doing that, you're going to be a little tired by the third, fourth quarter. That's why they had to sit him the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth, is the dude's tired, and the dude is not going to be able to do as much, blow by guys as much, shoot as much when he's tired. And so you just have to understand that as well. These guys aren't robots. They can't just do the exact same thing every single quarter, every single play. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
All right. This next dude I'm done with. I'm done. I don't need to see him anymore on the floor. We can move on. That's your Marquette guy, Jay Crowder. I'm done. I'm done. I'm all done. And a caller brought it up last night on the post game show on 1250 AM, The Fan. And he said, if that's what it's going to be, I'd rather have Andre Jackson Jr. out there. You know, he can't shoot well, fine, but neither can Crowder, apparently. But he's going to hustle. He's going to give you energy. He's going to give you something. He'll help you back in transition defense. Maybe he can leak out and get you an easy basket going the other way when you're on offense. He could provide an energy boost. I'm there. I'm with the guy. I wish I could give him credit. I don't remember who it was, but I am there. I think I'm fine with that switch. And I know Andre Jackson may foul somebody three times in 45 seconds. I know it could happen. I'm well aware. But at this point, I've seen enough of Jay Crowder.
Yeah. At this point, I don't see why you don't at least try the switch. Because you're not losing anything by not having Jay Crowder out there. Now, if Andre Jackson comes in and immediately is fouling and just looks like, okay, this dude doesn't belong, fine. You can go back to a little bit of Jay Crowder because, if Andre's showing he's not ready to play. But, yeah, I mean, he looks very, very bad on both ends of the court and just is not really giving you anything. Is there a chance he turns it around? I guess, but I just haven't. We have not seen a single thing to give us hope that he will turn it around. He just doesn't seem like he's the guy that can guard Siakam. You know, like I said, it just seems like Siakam has been too big for guys like Jay and Chris, and even a little too fast for those guys. But then he's definitely too fast for Bobby and Brooke. And it's just like, it's a bad matchup. It's someone that we don't have a guy with both the size and the agility / quickness to stay with him. Now that guy is on the team. He just is not playing right now, but yeah, Jay has been very disappointing. I don't think many people expected him to be great or be this fantastic player. Like, people were down on him in the regular season too, but it's just been frustrating to see him and Malik Beasley too. You know, last game was awful. So to see those two guys struggle as much as they did is just not a good sign, because it's going to be tougher and tougher to win when these bench guys are not playing well, because you know your team is top heavy. You know your team really is reliant on your top four, and your number one of those top four is out. So you need someone on the bench, some guys on the bench to make up for it. When Bobby, Jay, and Malik play as bad as they did, you're not winning. You're not going to win that game.
So do you think it's a wake-up call that AJ Green gets the minutes, Malik doesn't? And then Doc, after the game, pretty much said he didn't look good. I liked AJ Green's effort, his energy. I was texting with AJ Green after game one saying, got some wide open shots. You're going to see him go in game two. You'll see. That didn't happen. But that's why he played AJ Green. So either Beasley's going to respond like Lillard did about the defense when he got yanked out earlier in the year in a clutch situation. I mean, like, screw this. You're not going to question me on my effort. This is not happening again in the playoffs, and go out there and ball. Or he's not, and he's not going to get any minutes, and AJ Green is going to get those minutes going forward. Now, I know Marjon Beauchamp's not getting those minutes, no matter what he does. So it's going to be AJ Green and Pat Connaughton taking those minutes of Malik Beasley if Beasley doesn't give more effort. And the thing that blows my mind is it's the damn playoffs. It's the playoffs. You came here to Milwaukee to chase a ring, and then the head coach is questioning your effort and energy and not looking good in a playoff game, and you play 5 minutes, and you came here to win a ring. Like, act like it, Malik. Act like it. That's my concern in a playoff game when a head coach is calling out your effort of why you played 5 minutes and played the kid in front of you in the second half. That's not good.
Now, Malik is not someone that I'm crossing off completely, as far as guys that can make an impact, guys that can, you know, play, because we did see him have good minutes in game one. Yep. You know, we saw him hit some shots. We saw him hit some big shots. And so it was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm glad Malik is hitting stride. Now, he's definitely a guy that, and again, I think I said this going into the playoffs. I'm sure, you know, many people have said this, but I just don't think he's a guy that you can consistently play every single game. And I do like that Doc is willing to, I think this is something that Bud would not have done, which is go to a younger guy, go to the guy that, you know, give him a chance while Malik is struggling. And in a game where Malik, you can clearly see from the jump, you could see Malik did not have it. And it was like, this is not his night. He is struggling. He's making bad decisions. He's airballing a three. Like, this is not his night. Don't be afraid to go to, you know, AJ Green on the bench and give him a shot. Now, AJ wasn't fantastic, but he was better than Malik. And he hit at least hit a couple shots. And, you know, AJ Green is the best on the team at staying in front of guys. Like,
he gets
scored over sometimes, but he is the best at staying in front. His effort is very good. So, like, I like that Doc at least gave him a chance, changed it up, and wasn't just stubborn saying, no, I trust Malik and I'm going with Malik and I'm, you know, riding that out. Now, again, your options are a little bit limited. You don't have, it's not like you have four good options on the bench to just, oh, we'll just throw one of these guys in. Like, when these guys are struggling, you still have to play some of them. You have to play, you know, between Pat, Crowder, Malik, you know, you got to play kind of one or two of those guys at least. So you can't just take all these guys out of the lineup, but it's good to see AJ Green get some minutes. And hopefully his confidence can grow, you know, as he gets time and his just being comfortable in the playoff moment can grow. And again, I want to see the same thing with Andre Jackson. I want to see Doc say, hey, Jay Crowder, you're playing very bad right now. Like Malik was. Okay, we're going to throw in Andre Jackson and see if he can give us some better minutes and at least try that out. So good sign that he was doing it with AJ Green. I just want to see it with Andre Jackson as well. Because again, if these vets are struggling, you're not losing anything by taking them out of there. Like they're playing like garbage regardless. So at least give someone else a chance, see if they can provide some type of spark.
Take a quick time out. I'll come back on the other side. We got to talk about Tyrese Haliburton. Have to talk about Tyrese Haliburton before we wrap up this podcast. That's up next. Don't forget, download the Green and Growing podcast on your Odyssey app, wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Check us out on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.